Headquarters Number 1 Group Lark Hill, Salisbury Plains, September 16, 1917. To the Governor, Commonwealth Bank of Australia. Dear Sir, I have just received your letter of the 26th June, and thank you for the kind wishes expressed therein. Since I wrote last, I have received further advancement, and am now in command of the training brigade of the 1st Australian Division. All the reinforcements from Australia for the division pass through this training centre, and the number varies according to the supply coming forward from Australia. This is the largest, or at least one of the largest, training centres in England. For miles around, one passes through nothing but rows of huts, about 60 feet long to 20 feet wide. The camps are all models of cleanliness, and the men's comfort is catered for to the utmost. We are now entering upon another winter, but although we recognise there are many hardships to face even here, the experience gained in the past years will stand us in good stead, and we are looking forward to getting through it with minimum amounts of sickness. The process of training out a soldier fit to take his place in the front line entails a lot of hard work and long hours, but there is much pleasure and interest to be derived from it. We have all the latest modern appliances to help us, and our men are keenly interested in their work and very soon knock into shape. Last week, His Royal Highness the Duke of Connaught reviewed the Australian troops in the vicinity of Lark Hill. I had the honour to command the parade, which was composed of artillery and infantry, about 7,000 in all. The Duke made a very thorough inspection and commented very favourably on the physique and soldierly bearing of the troops. He questioned several men as to what state they came from, and some of the answers were very amusing and rather puzzled the Duke. One man said Bunbury. Another said he didn't come from any state, as he was a drover. We continually receive visits from well-known British generals. Recently, Sir Evelyn Wood, the 1st VC, paid us a visit. He is 80 years of age, but still smart and keen. Yesterday, Mr. Wade inspected the men at work, and some few weeks ago, Mr. Holman addressed the troops. I am now completely restored to health after the last winter campaign, and feel fit to go through the coming one. I hope before long to be back in France, as if we have to stay here till the war finishes, the excitement of the front line carries you through much quicker than the routine of the administrative side. There are very few of the original senior officers who served on Gallipoli now in France, and those that are there are all very war-worn. I am looking forward, sir, to the day when I can return to Australia and take up my civil duties once more. I do not think there will be many of us who will want to wander away from home again. I have not had an opportunity of meeting any of the London staff lately, but intend shortly to visit London and hear the latest news from Australia. We have heard a rumour that 5,000 of the original troops are to be returned, but I am afraid it's too good to be true. The Empire needs all her manhood at the present time, and the general opinion here is that the struggle for the final victory has not commenced yet. I would ask you, sir, in conclusion, to accept my very best wishes for the coming year, both for yourself and the bank staff, and trust that before it closes, I will once more be back to take up my duties. Yours sincerely, E. Hilmer Smith.